May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. When my children, James and Rachel, were little, one of my most favorite parts of the day was to read to them before they went to sleep. After their bath and putting on their jammies, you know, we'd snuggle down on the bed and read one of their favorite stories. One night I was reading to Rachel, and in a very serious 3-year-old voice, she said, "Dad." And I said, "What?" She said, "I know a secret." I said, "Really?" She said, "Yes." I said, "James and I have bought you a screwdriver for Father's Day, but it's a secret." So I just squeezed her a little tighter and said, "That's good." But I think my smile was probably as wide as the Kentucky River. Because how innocent at 3 years old to have a secret. The childhood innocences of life's secrets. But you know, if only it were to stay that way. Because as we get older, we get to have more and more secrets. Now, some secrets are good secrets. Kind of like surprise parties. Of which 98% of you should sit here today shamefully guilty about. I told you I'd preach about you, and this is it. Y'all are just bad, 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 okay? But secrets like surprise parties and gifts are good secrets. And those secrets warm the heart with excitement and also anticipation. But then there are those other secrets that do not warm the heart. Those things that in our past make us feel embarrassed, ashamed, or even guilty about. You know, those things that we have done and we should not have done. And those things we've not done but we should have done. Those things we have said and we wish we could take them back. And those things we should have said, but we never did. It's those times in our life that we are so ashamed or embarrassed or guilty about that we've locked them away in that section of our heart that says not to be opened. That part of our heart that's become the containment area for all of those things we would rather other people did not know about us. Today's Trinity Sunday, and this year in our readings for Trinity Sunday, we do not get the glimpses of heaven or the holy, holy, holy of the cherubim and the seraphim. We get nothing about the angelic host. Today we get the story of Nicodemus, who came to Jesus by night. You know, usually when somebody does something by night, it does not have a very good motive. Nicodemus came by night because he wanted to come to Jesus in secret. He didn't want to be seen. Didn't want people to know that he visited with this little upstart from Nazareth who had the audacity to tell people that God loves them. And Nicodemus came by night, and Nicodemus came in secret. And he brought with him his secrets, both the good and the not so good. And Nicodemus is so human because he knows he's sitting there in front of this incredible person. And what does he do? He begins by flattery. Oh, Jesus, you are so good. Oh, Jesus, you are just so wonderful. We know you're from God because you just do all these incredible things. And Jesus says, Nicodemus, let's just get to the heart of the matter, which for Jesus is the matter of the heart. Though that place where the secrets are kept, especially the ones that are not so good, because it is those secrets that are eating your lunch, taking a lot of your energy to deal with. And in your embarrassment and in your shame and in your guilt, you think that you are now unforgivable and maybe not worthy of the love of God. It's those darkest times and the darkest parts of our life is why Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Because the light only shines in darkness. Jesus says, I know all of your secrets. Because whether you think it or not, I was with you when you did them. And I am here to take that not so good from you and free you of that shame, embarrassment, and guilt, and hurt, and let you live freely. You know, the one thing I love about our Episcopal Church is that every time we meet for worship, the first prayer that's ever said at worship says, Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. No secrets are hid. None. That's the invitation of the Episcopal Church because it's the invitation of Christ to let him first love you as you are and then says to you, now let's take a look at that little place in your heart that's locked away with those secrets you are not so proud of. And what Jesus does with them is bring them to light. Not to embarrass us or shame us, but to forgive us and to free us from that guilt, absolutely. Trinity Sunday is not just about heavenly things. Trinity Sunday is the assurance of God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. And God's kingdom has not much to do with places or visions. God's kingdom has to do with the heart. Especially where we keep those secrets locked away in fear, in darkness, and in nighttime. The question Nicodemus asks to Jesus when talking about this new birth and this new life was, how can this happen? You know, I really think there was a deeper question of Nicodemus. His question was, can this happen to me? All of us. All of us. Come to Christ with the secrets of our hearts. And we ask Jesus, can this happen to me? I believe Jesus just squeezes us a little tighter and smiles with the knowledge that we had better believe that it can. Amen.